as I've been saying over the last few weeks, I'm trying to introduce a little bit of a sporting theme to this hour of the show, talking to people involved with local sports clubs and ways of keeping you fit and trying to improve your general well-being and health. Over the last few weeks, we've had people from Maidstone Moat Park Indoor Bowls. We've had people from the Maidstone Cycling Campaign. And today I'm welcoming John Locke from Maidstone Canoe Club. Good afternoon, John.
Hi, good afternoon, Paul. Good afternoon, listeners.
And you've brought a canoeing colleague with you.
Yeah.
Do you want to introduce her as well?
Yep, Ange Hill, very, very famous in the club, one of the coaches. Very, very good friend.
Very good friend, but very shy.
Not usually, just I think in front of the radio. But I think if we come back next time, we'll probably get Ange to speak if she keeps her control.
Today. Okay, well, I've got a mic open just in case she feels the need.
Oh, right, I think she may do. I'd be interested to see if we get through this without talking.
Yes. Anyway, so I think we probably know each other from Maidstone Park Run.
Yeah,
do. And you're a run director down there as well at times.
Occasionally, yeah.
You've got involved with Maidstone Canoe Club.
Hmm.
So first of all, tell us a little bit about how that came about, and then we can talk about the club itself.
Okay. I mean, how it came about, it was earlier this year. I was at quite a low ebb. The backstory is I lost my wife to breast cancer, and I'd been off work looking after her, and we talked about me taking up new hobbies. And through parkrun, I'd run up and down the towpath and regularly seeing the people out there on their canoes and kayaks. But I thought that maybe it was a really clicky club, very expensive, difficult to get into. But I took the plunge. I wanted to get and do some sea kayaking, so I knew I needed some practice. So I booked a beginner's course with my grown-up daughter, in May last year, with Mike and Jeff, and absolutely loved it. You know, from the moment I went into the club, everyone was so friendly, so accommodating. There's people in the club from 8 to 80 odd. So it doesn't matter what age, what level of fitness. I wasn't at a great level of fitness at the time. And just enjoyed what they had to offer. Gave me confidence on the water. Since then, you know, I've been sea kayaking in the Outer Hebrides.
Wow.
We've combined with Hastings Canoe Club as well and gone sea kayaking there. I've started getting into white water. I was out with Ange this morning, you know, practicing a bit. Ange's very, very good at white water. She won't admit that, but she is.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm out with, four other people from the club this evening at Lee Valley, do my assessment there so as I can get up there and practice.
Wow,
so good luck, Carolyn. Who else is going there tonight? We've got Carolyn, we've got Larry, we've got Georgie and Jacob are going there along with me tonight. So we should all hopefully pass our assessment tonight.
Brilliant. Well, good luck with that. Did you not have to break the ice on the river this morning?
Not this morning. Do you know what? Sometimes it's all about the kit you wear. You know, I thought that when I joined, I thought it'd be, you know, a seasonal activity. But we do paddle and pints on a Wednesday night when we go up to Allington and go and have a drink in the Malta. Over Christmas, we had a get together where it was probably as many as 40 or 50 us went up to Allington and had it set up there with mulled wine and mince pies for a bit. You know, we'd all dressed as Santa or, you know, in festive gear.
Oh, I'm starting to get the gist of this now. So it's basically a drinking club with a canoeing problem.
Yeah, it's a bit of a combination. It's very, very social as well as the activity-wise. But on the basis, you know, I can have a few more Guinnesses if I've done an extra bit of paddling on the river.
Yeah.
But you talk about the weather. That night, I mean, Brand, your kayak was literally frozen on the front. So when you get the splashes coming off the water, it was frozen. But you get the right gear, you enjoy it. You're out in the fresh air, you're paddling, you're keeping warm. So it's an all-year-round activity.
Brilliant.
It did help being past the mulled wine in the boat as well.
Yes. And sat in the boat and everyone waited on a hand and foot. So
I'm sure. And for those who don't know exactly where the club is, clearly it's located on the river.
Yes.
How best can you describe where it is?
How can I best describe where it is? If you know where the Asda Living is, where you've got Wicks.
Oh, St. Peter's Street.
That's St. Peter's Street. I'm glad you remember the actual name because I'm not local to Maidstone.
Yep.
Go along there out of town towards the barracks station.
Yes.
Just before you get there, you turn right under the arches, and we're literally there.
Yes.
So you've got the car park there, obviously right by the river. We've got a clubhouse there where they store the boats, and everyone meets up. So
next to the tennis bubbles.
That's it, absolutely. Yeah. Next to it. We share the car park there, so we have to remember you get free parking there as well.
Yep.
It's a great, easy location. You know, we wandered over there from today. Yeah, we was out paddling this morning and wandered over here this afternoon to see you.
Brilliant. Yeah, okay. We'll come back and chat in just a few moments about how canoeing and getting out has helped you in some difficult times, clearly, that you've had. And obviously, of course, how people can get involved if they want to get involved. And there's loads of other questions. I think I've had a couple come in on the messages as well. So
excellent.
We'll come back to those and chat to you in just a few minutes.
Okay.